The field for Indiana's 3rd congressional district, you know, the position being vacated by Congressman Jim Banks so he can pursue a seat in the U.S. Senate. Yeah, that one. The field is getting awfully, awfully crowded, meaning you're going to be hearing from all sorts of people here on the show leading up to the May primary. Why is that? Because equal time has officially kicked in. And I always like to explain what equal time is this time of year, because I just think it's important to note that I personally would not probably book some of these guests that will be joining us moving forward. Not because I don't like them as people, as individuals, not because I don't like their politics, not because they have a D or an R next to their name. It's nothing like that. It's just that sometimes when there are so many candidates in the field, particularly we're talking about here the 3rd district, it can just be really hard to cut through all of that noise. And to me, it just can often read sometimes as an absolute circus, making it really hard to find more of the meaningful platforms that some of these candidates are actually running on. But because of equal time, my friends, I don't have a choice when it comes to interviews. So FCC rules actually dictate our political bookings this time of year. And this is not just for WoWo or just radio programming. This FCC political programming actually governs the circumstances not only for radio, but also for TV broadcast stations as well when it comes to airing our political content. Now, when it comes specifically to equal time, I want to read directly from the FCC rulebook that we all have. It says, and I quote, FCC rules seek to ensure that no legally qualified candidate for office is unfairly given less access to the airwaves than their opponent. Equal opportunities generally means providing comparable time and placement to opposing candidates. So in other words, if I have a candidate on in one race, I essentially have to have all the candidates on in that race if they ask for an interview. So, for example, producer Josh, let's say I have on, I don't know, Wendy Davis. She is a GOP candidate running for the 3rd district. Let's say I have her on, right? She's talking about her campaign. And then another candidate calls you, says, hey, I heard Wendy on KB's show, Josh. I'd also like to book an interview with KB. What do you say to that?
I say, miss, how can I help you today? Mr., yes, what time would you like? When would you like it?
Yeah, pretty much. What time and when? There is a certain window for equal time rules that applies, and it is different going into a primary than it is compared to a general election. So for the general election, equal time actually applies 60 days out from the general, which again, that's the one when you're going into November, for example. When it comes to the primary, which is what we're going into right now, into May, the window for this one is 45 days. Which as of, I believe, what, last Friday, everyone, if I math well, we are officially in that equal time window. So get ready to hear from pretty much all of the candidates running for all the races, particularly the 3rd district, because that one is just so darn crowded. Well, news time, it's 8:45.
Podcasts by Federated Media.